Okay, we're starting Simon Kuf Chaf, the Halachos Tfilas Kelim. Okay, so I'm gonna start by reading the din. You can see it up here. You'll see why in a second. And the Mechaber says like this: Hakoyne me oiv kechavim klei suda shamatches or shalshuches. If a person buys from someone who's not Jewish, klei suda, which are either made out of metal or glass, or kelim hamatzupim ba'avam ibifnim, or their kelim, which means is their cheres kelim. They don't need tefillah, but they're covered with lead on the outside. Lead does need tefillah. So, in all these cases, even though they're new and you don't need to kasha them, so then there's nothing treif about them, so you're going to do tefillah in a mikvah or in a mayim, and the Rambam says, but that last little part, he says, I got yesh aymrim, they can't have a tzupim ba'avar afil b'fnim. If they're covered with lead, even if it's on the inside alone, yitbo b'lai bracha, he should make tefillah without a bracha, because that's what the Rambam has a machlokes about that. Okay, so the reason why I put this slide up here like this is because the Mechaber has an awful lot of things packed into this din, okay? And I put this up to show you that we're gonna wait to talk about most of the parts that are in here till later, okay? Which is to say, this that you have to buy from a guy is late halachas tash shir gil aleph, that has to be clear, we're gonna do all the way at the end of the simon, and that's to be clear suda, we're gonna do halacha hey. We're gonna focus on the part of here that's the yellow part. If it's shamachas or shaschuchas, about Avram Rufnim is really right here. That's really the truth here about things that are covered, but we're going to wait for Halacha Vav and Zayin. We're going to talk about things that have more than one material. And the last thing is how you should do the Tila, that we're going to wait for Halacha Beis. There's going to be more Halachas about actually doing the Tila. Okay? So for our din here, all we're going to talk about is that part that's right there in the middle, that if they're made out of Matechas or Schuchas, that they need Tila. So where's this thing come from? So if you look at the Mishnayos, okay, if you look at the Mishnayos, just be patient. If you look at the Mishnayos, it doesn't say anything in the Mishnayos about what material something has to be in order to be chayav tefillah. What? I'm coming. I know that there's a pasuk. So the Gemara has two direct statements about it and one indirect. Okay, the first statement the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef bought mana de marda from a guy, and he thought he needed to be tefillah to tevel it. And someone said back to him, "No, it's not true. The Torah says you only have to tevel metal kale." Okay, what's a mana de marda? What does that mean?
I'm gonna
be patient. I'm gonna explain to you in a second. Okay, what's a mana de marda? So Rashi says this: a mana de marda is something made out of earth and animal dung mixed together. Okay, that has a name. Okay, those are called mud bricks. Okay, and this house is made out of that, or adobe. It's also called that. And to this day, there are people who still make that. Now, I don't see any history of people making kale like that. You make food out of it. But this is that house over there is made out of those kind of mud bricks. Okay, exactly what Rashi describes.
What's the table of the house?
I didn't say. I'm just showing you the dogma. I cannot find a dogma of somebody making that out of kale that you eat food with them. Okay, but just to recite that, it's such a real thing. What Rashi describes. Okay, so the Gemara says is. The Gemara says that no, he thought you had to title it. And he said, and he answered him back, no, you're only required to tevel metal things. Okay, now, what the halamina was, the Mishnah will be next time. What was the halamina that he needed to tevel? That will be for next time. But that he says that you're required to tevel is because you only need to do, oh my gosh, I don't know what my slide is. What next slide is? Let's try to guess. Yeah, it's not my next, okay, not the next slide. So what he's talking about is, okay. Pause that. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. What's the second Gemara? Okay, the second Gemara says Amar Rashi. Rashi says is glass kelim. Right. If, this is the next lines in the Gemara. That glass kelim. So since they could be fixed if they get broken, they have a din of klimatas. Okay. So those are two Gemara that say specifically about things, which is actually the two parts of our din here. Shamachas needs tefillah. Shaschuchas also needs tefillah mitzvahana. Machas, most Rishonim hold, is chayv in tefillah mitzvahana. And shaschuchas, come on, everybody holds that it's chayv only mitzvahana. Okay. There's one other thing in the Gemara, and that is that the Gemara says that kunya. The Gemara says, what's the din of kunya? So this is an indirect telling you a din, which is what it says, kunya, which is what is kunya? Rashi says it's made out of cheres, and you cover it with avar, you put lead on the outside, but that's called lead glazed earthenware. Okay, those are pictures of it, that kind of stuff.
All four glazed?
Yeah, they're all the same thing, all the same type of material. So that kind of material, the Gemara asks whether it's chayav in tefillah or not, not the geitas, that's the end of the din, not the geitas now, but the indirect, what you're seeing from there is that the shayav of the Gemara is like this, it's made of cheres. Cheres does not need tefillah, and it's covered with ava, with lead, and lead doesn't need tefillah. So that's the Gemara's question. Okay, so you're indirectly seeing that cheres doesn't need tefillah. Okay, so that's
it's only on the outside.
Whether it needs, I'm not talking what the Gemara's shayla is, but the Gemara is in passing is making the point of saying that cheres does not need tefillah. That's why there's a shayla. The cheres part does not need, the lead part does need. So the Gemara says, what do we do with this kli that it's half of it needs and half of it doesn't?
What's that glass picture?
It's just glass breaking.
If you look at the other way, it's being fixed.
Right. Okay. what do you guys have this morning? Yeah. Okay. Anyhow. So those are the Gemaras that say what kind of materials have to be tevel. You see the tevel metal. The Gemara says and not the mon of the marza. Glass and mechayiv tefillah. Cheres is also not. And it's going to be doing later on. It's going to also say wood is also not chayiv tefillah as we would have expected. Okay. Okay, now let's go on. Now, the Torah says, in case if you didn't think that I really knew that there was a possible comment, the Torah says that imchuv to do tefillah for 6 metals. Okay, and the pasuk says like this: Ah, es hazov, es hakesef, es hanachoshes, es habarzel, es habedil, es oiforis. Okay, it's these six materials. Then that's all that pasuk said. That is a whole pasuk. In the next sukkim it says that you have to turn. Okay, so these are four of the materials. That's bedil, I believe, and that bedil means tin, and ephorus is lead. Okay, so nowadays we don't make any kaolin out of lead anymore because now we believe that lead leaches into your food and poisons people. So they don't make any food kaolin out of lead anymore. Okay, so you're not going to find lead kaolin nowadays. You're not supposed to find kaolin that are made out of lead anymore. Okay, so but the other ones are you?
Cold also?
What?
Cold liquid?
Cold liquid? Everyone's too concerned of things leaching out there. There's no such thing. You're not going to find lead kaolin. Nobody makes lead kaolin. Okay, so now, within today, the goal today is we're going to just, if I could use it, get our feet wet, just get started on this. A lot of the heavier stuff is going to be for next time, okay? So the first thing is like this. The Torah says there are these six metals that need tefillah. Okay? In my mind, we can break this down into four types that we're going to talk about today. Okay? Four types just of today's part. Next time will be the more complicated stuff. And that's like this. Okay. The first is time, metals when you use a pure form of the metal the way it says in the Torah. Okay? Which are gold and copper and tin are used in 100% pure the way they are. Okay? What we call gold, 24 karat gold means pure. This is a hot tahar. Okay, pure gold or copper tin, they're used as is. Okay, those are obviously chayav and tefillah. The Torah says it's made of gold or copper and tin, mechuyav and tefillah, that's what it is. It is. It's made of pure gold or copper, that's what it's made out of. Okay, that's the simplest one that's chayav and tefillah. Okay, the second is where you don't use a pure form of the metal, but you use a mix of the two of the metals that are written in the Torah. Okay, and the simplest one, which is it's merumas, or we'll call it an asmachta in the pasuk, is the second one, is kesef. Okay, nobody uses kesef pure. Nobody uses pure silver. It's considered too soft. Nowadays,
as opposed to gold?
As opposed to gold, they do use, there's such a thing as pure gold.
Is there such thing as
pure silver? I didn't say there's no such thing, but nobody uses it. But if you've ever seen on a piece of silver, it says 925. I don't know whether they used to do it like that. If they always do it like that. It's called 925 because it's 92.5% pure. Okay, that's why it's called 925. That's in 925 out of 1,000. So these things are used in, but they're a mix of two of the metals that themselves are mechuyav in tefillah. So it's obvious that if you take something that's 92.5% silver and 7.5% copper, then obviously it's chayav in tefillah. Both of the things that make up this material are both chayav in tefillah.
Okay. Well, look at these. Okay. You're coming about to do what?
This is Parshat. Okay, the second case is also Parshat. We have, if you take something as bronze, okay, bronze is not, what we call bronze, it's not made of any, it's not the six metals that are listed, okay, but bronze really is copper and tin mixed together. That's what it is. Okay, so if copper is chayv and tefillah and tin is chayv and tefillah, then obviously if you take bronze, it's chayv and tefillah. The same thing for pewter, okay, or most forms of gold of 18 and 14 karat gold. Okay, 18 karat means that it's 75%, means 18 24ths gold, or 14 24ths, okay? So whatever that is, but the rest of it is usually things that are chayv and tefillah also, so those are chayv and tefillah. Okay. The next carrot, you have a metal, one of the six metals, that's mixed with something that's not chayv and tefillah. Okay? Okay? It's not chayv and tefillah. Okay? So you take carbon steel or cast iron, both of them are iron mixed with different amounts of carbon to give it all kinds of special properties. So those things we say, we make an assumption that, well, what should be the dinner? Something like this, that's made out of 95%, okay, or 99% made out of a thing that's chayv and tefillah. So we would say we'd follow the roif.
Why are you jumping to a mix of non-metal, but just, the iron doesn't come pure? You didn't talk about iron.
Iron is one of the things listed in Torah. Okay, but people don't use plain iron. Cast iron is what we would use, okay, with this amount, or carbon steel. Okay, that's just what we call that. So it's not common, you're going to find things made.
Iron?
Steel is not a real, so to speak, steel is an alloy. It's iron with carbon in a certain way. It's called steel. So in these, to me, it's obvious that this thing causing the steel also. Okay, it's made out of, it's, we follow the roif. In fact, some of the contemporary pricing, I found it in Michasitza in Shevin Levi, they talk about it. They bring a raya from a Mishnah in Kalim. Okay, I don't think it needs a raya, but there's a Mishnah in Kalim that talks about where they have Kalim that are made of two metals. It's the same metal, but one is tameh and one is tahar. So the Mishnah says is that if whatever the roif is, that's what the din of it, whether it's tameh or tahar, follows the roif. Okay, the Baal Shachar is also, yes. There's a raya from a Taz later on in Hilchos Tefillos Kalim, who also makes the same kind of an assumption that you follow the roif. Again, I think it's pretty straightforward. There's a third kind. Okay, and the fourth kind is, what happens if you, it's a variation on the third kind, which is, what happens if you mix the metal together with what we call a new metal? Okay, now, new metals, which is to say, not one of the six metals listed in the Torah, but things that have been, we'll say, discovered or begun to be used in more modern time, that's something we'll talk about in Mitzvah next time. That's its own shilas, that whether those are chayv and tefillah. But let's say we take some brass. Okay, nowadays, you make brass out of copper and zinc. Okay, it didn't used to be. It used to be they made brass out of copper and lead. That's what they tell me. But nowadays they make it out of copper and zinc. Okay, so, or you make stainless steel out of iron and chromium. Okay, so you're making it mainly out of something that's chayv and tefillah, but partially out of something that's a new metal. Okay, whether it's chayv and tefillah or not, we don't know. We'll talk about that next time, whether it is or is not chayv and tefillah. But, so it's a variation of that. Or we have what we call white gold. Okay, the white gold is automatically not pure gold. Okay, it's gold mixed with something else and gives it a different color. So these things, that it's mixed with something that's not one of the six metals listed in the Torah. But again, it's the roiv of the thing is the metal that is listed in the Torah, that's chayv and tefillah. So to us, that's, again, simple enough to say that these things are chayv and tefillah. Okay? Now, all those things that I mentioned to you, all these four types that I mentioned to you until now, are, to me, straightforward enough that they should be chayv and tefillah, which is why none of the person talk about it. Okay? No one says, again, I mentioned to you some contemporary people who talk about it, but nobody's talking about it as if there's a shaila to it. Okay? What the shaila we're going to talk about is when we came to metals that are not listed in Torah. Mr. Shem for next time. Okay? But no one has to say is stainless steel chayv and tefillah or not, because if you think about what stainless steel is made out of, it's made out of iron. Okay? It's roiv made out of iron.
Why do you have to do this with metal?
The difference is, it's a variation of that. In the ones before, we knew that the minor material wasn't chayv and tefillah. Here, it's a question whether the minor material is chayv and tefillah. Okay. Yes.
Why did you just make this level 4 with...
3?
Yeah, 65% chayv and tefillah, and the rest potter tefillah.
You're right. It's just a variation of it.
Is that a shayla? Is that not vade chayv?
No. Saying that in level 3 was chayv. If you mix the carbon,
35% totally putter
would be chayv anyhow. Right, would be chayv. Right, correct.
What is aluminum and stainless steel?
Aluminum is its own element. Excuse me, stainless steel is iron mixed with chromium. No, I did new metals. We're not talking about. The next time. What the din is of these things by themselves? What if they have something that's just made out of zinc? Okay, what would be the din of that thing? Okay.
Like, what's primary? What metal?
It's a mixture of two metals. copper and zinc. The primary metal is 65% to 65 to 90%.
So the first one is the primary?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The latter of them.
Yes.
C and Z.
Okay. Okay. So that's how much we're going to talk about metals for today. Okay. The other thing for today is, again, we're really all warming up for next time. That's the truth.
We'll
see. Okay. I was going to do everything together. I realized it was hopeless. Okay. The Gemara says that glass is not high in tefillin with Raisa, but it's mechuyev in tefillin with Rabbanan. Why? Okay, that's what the word Zigmar means. Okay, what does that mean? So, the translation most people say is, they're like metal, because if they would break, you could fix them. Since they could be fixed if they broke, and therefore they're just like metal, and so therefore Chazal said, just like metal is chayav tefillin, so glass is chayav tefillin also. Okay, so that if you read the Gemara, that's what you would say. Okay, the question is that it's not real, it's not true. I mean, it's not realistic. You can't fix glass. Okay,
well, also, what's the reason? Because you
can
fix it, why would that
be? It's diamond to metal. Yeah. Just like it has a property that's similar to metal, so just like it has a property, Chazal chose to freeze. So, I asked someone in Corning about it, okay, and they said that glass has a, I don't know what I'm about to say, high thermal expansion coefficient, okay, I don't know what that means. What that means is that when you have hot glass, when you have a hot piece of glass, you can shape it and form it and attach it and do all kinds of kinds of cool things to it. Okay? When you're finished, once you're finished, and it goes through, I don't know what the word is. It does. It goes through whatever that process is. At that point, there's a fancier word than that. Once it goes through that, at that point, realistically, you cannot heat. If you heat it up again, it's just going to explode. Okay? You realistically can't heat it up and then reshape it and make something else out of it. Okay? So, it says, in theory, it's possible to do that, but realistically, no, there's no way to do that. Okay? Realistically, if you take a piece of glass and you
have one chance when it comes from sand, the original mix.
Well, one chance is if you watch people make glass, it stays hot for a long time, and they form it and shape it, and they keep it hot. They keep putting it back into the fire to keep it, they can keep forming it. But once it's done, it's done. Okay? If you crack it, they can't fix it back up.
I spoke to a guy who does it.
Okay.
He said, sure, of course you can fix it.
Okay, so you'll tell me who that is afterwards.
I met at a company which fixes rail cars. He's a welder. And I asked him, have you ever heard of welding glass? He said, sure.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what he's talking about in a second. That I could probably answer with that. Okay, so... Okay, so the... So I was bothered. So what does it going to mean? So now, there could be this answer, okay, and that's what he's talking about. And that is, there's a kind of a glass called borosilicates. Okay, borosilicates are silicate. You know, you make glass mainly out of sand, which has a lot of silicon in it, and it has mixed with boron trioxide. Okay, so it's called a borosilicate. Borosilicate, you've heard of that. That's what you make Pyrex out of, and that's what you make the glass stovetops out of. Okay, and they have a very low thermal expansion coefficient. Okay, whatever that means, I don't know what that means. But what it means is that they can handle the heat, and when you heat those things up, then you can fix them and repair them again. What?
They didn't have that.
So, we, as we know of it, those were discovered or created in the late 1800s, okay? So, we can imagine, could it be that in the times of Chazal, they knew how to make those kind of glasses? I don't know. Maybe they knew how to make that. Okay, now, if that was true, if Chazal knew how to do that, if they had glass like that you could go ahead and you could talk about borosilicates, there's no reason to think that they did. But if they did have that, then we'd have a different question. Then we'd have a different question, which is, well, maybe when they said, they only meant the ones like that, the borosilicates, the pirates glass, maybe they didn't mean the regular glass that we have. Okay, yeah, it could be. I'm saying it's a big question.
I mean, glass was different then, so maybe when they told you that you can't do that, maybe then it was luck.
There was a hype.
So in other words, you're saying is that what I just said to you, they had a different kind of glass in us that was able to be melted like borosilicate. They had some kind of a glass that could do that.
They had a worse glass, but one violet they had was the...
Exactly. Call it what you want to. There's another form of glass that's like a borosilicate. It's made out of pure silicon. It's very, very hard to work with. They had something. Okay, so it could be that they had something like that. Kenzine. Okay. Again, there's no... I don't mean source like as in a Russian homage. I'm talking about a source like as in a historical source that they had glass like that was so more advanced than what we had. But it could be. Okay. Now, another choice, what I think is a more realistic choice, is like this. that the Gemara doesn't mean, the Gemara is not to be taken literally. Okay, and I'll explain to you what I mean by that in a second. When the Gemara says, Hale v'chiyash tab yeshem takana, Rashi says about that, Roy lahatichoy v'lasoy sekli. Okay, what does that mean? Roy lahatichoy v'lasoy sekli. Okay, the word lahatichoy, is the same word as the word matechas. Okay, comes from the same word as matechas. And Rashi says in Chumash, when it says about the borrowed, who borrowed lo nitach arza, Rashi says two pshatim what that word means, lo nitach arza. Okay, and the second pshat Rashi says is based on Pesukim in Yecheskel, which is looking at metals. Ki hituch kesef, okay, it's looking at metals over there. It says it a few times actually in that parasha there, in Yecheskel. And over there, and that means is to liquefy. You liquefy and pour it. Rashi brings another makor to it later on, also in Chumash, that you liquefy and you pour it. Okay, so by the borrowed, just back to the borrowed for a second, it says, borrowed like nitach arza means is, not only did the borrowed stay up in the sky, but it didn't melt and pour down as rain. Okay? Means that the borrowed did not liquefy into water, as you would imagine it would, and pour down into the ground. Okay, so if that's what it means, so when Rashi says, roy lahatichoy v'asoseh kli, maybe that means to say is not that you could repair it, but that you could melt it, like as in what we do when we recycle glass. Glass could very well be recycled. You could take the glass, melt it down to a blob of glass again, and you could start again. Okay, so now.
That's what
you want. No. Okay, so maybe that's what you thought. When I read the Gemara, I thought it means like metal. When you make metal, you can melt it and fix it. You can repair it. Okay, not melt it back into a blob of and metal and start again. Yes, he's very happy with that. Yes, you can go home. Yes, you can go home. Yes, but to me, it doesn't. It didn't. How can the Gemara say chin shtab yeshem takana? How can they say hayav chin shtab yeshem takana if it means if that's not like the way metal works? Here it means if you're going to melt it back down and you're going to recycle and do it again.
How do you repair metal?
So I thought it was like this. Maybe say it like this. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah, well, that's where Tefillah Kehillah was at the end of Avodah Zarah. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah is really coming off of the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara in Shabbos says like this. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the Gemara is talking about Tumah. Okay, we'll see that Tumah and Tefillah Kehillah have a lot to do with each other. As far as Tumah, Glass Kehillah are similar to Klei Cheres because they're both made from the ground. Okay, glass is made from sand, and Cheres is made from clay. They're both made from the ground, so they have something in common. They have certain din of Tumah the same. Frank Gemara. Oh, so what about a different din of Tumah? Why doesn't glass have a different din of Tumah that Cheres has? Okay, what the din is not important. Why doesn't it have a different din? So the Gemara answers to that, no, because glass is similar to metal because ki mishtabu yeshem takana. Okay, the same line, essentially the same line. You must say kinyishtav yeshem takana. When it breaks, you could fix it. So in that context, if you just saw the Gemara on Shabbos over there, it doesn't have to be exactly the same as metal. It just has to have any dimin to metal. Just like metal, if you can fix it, this can sort of has a certain dimin to metal. All the Gemara means to say is not to say it's exactly like metal. Not like what we're expecting an argument to be exactly metal. I'm saying it's close enough to metal. It just like so it has a certain dimming to cheres, made from the ground. It has a certain dimming to metal because it could be remade. And therefore between them, so it has the glass has this in between din for tumah. If that's all the Gemara means, then our Gemara and Avodah Zarah is just copying that line from the Gemara there, but it shouldn't be taken mamash so literally. Okay, there's an interesting question on that. Rabbi Kivagin on the side of that Gemara on Shabbos tells you to look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Okay, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's in Chelek, okay, it's in Agadah, and the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that if the Rabban Shalom could take glass that's made by humans, he could fix it. So Kol Shekein, he could take people who are made by him, and once they're dead, he can make them again. He can fix them up. Okay? We weren't talking about Tchias Meizim. The Gemara says, if he could do it to glass, which is even only made by people, Koshkin he could do it to humans that are made by himself. Okay? So that Gemara by itself is not different than what we're saying, because then we weren't talking about the Rebbe Shlom. The Rebbe Shlom can handle the high, what is it called? What's the fancy word? Thermal coefficient, expansion coefficient. Yeah, he could do that. I'm not worried about the Rebbe Shlom being able to do that for glass. He could pack a work with glass. The question there from the Rashi, because Rashi says, on the Gemara just said you could fix glass. In fact, Rashi, there's another Gemara that says that when your glass breaks, it's finished, it's hopeless, you can't fix it anymore. Once you, it's easy to break, and once it's breaking, it's hopeless. In fact, Rashi, really, it's hopeless? The Gemara says here that you could fix it. That's Rashi's kasha. So according to what we were saying, what's the question? The Gemara just said there's a bunch of it. People can fix it. Okay, anyhow, so let me just finish by telling you, all that we said, the glass, either like Yossi can get the Pasht Pshat in the Gemara, or I'm saying maybe if that is the Pshat in the Gemara, okay, there is a Pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara just means this, that it could be melted back and started again, and it's just a dinyan like the Gemara says in Shabbos. That's different than a Kli Cheres. Okay? A Kli Cheres, when you take a Kli Cheres, the process of putting the Cheres into the kiln goes through, as I read, six different steps. Okay, six different steps that happen while it's in the kiln, and among the steps that happen there, some of those steps destroy and remove elements and change elements that are inside the clay. So that means is after you finish making your Kli Cheres, if you took the Kli Cheres and you put it and you melted it back again, you can't make a new Kli Cheres out of it. It's missing pieces. You've destroyed. You destroyed carbon and sulfur, and you change the crystalline structure or something else. You did a bunch of things that it's not coming back. Okay, you can't recycle that. Okay, that doesn't. You can't break that apart and melt it and start again. So for that, so clearance for sure doesn't have that to be like metal. But glass, we'll see. The Gemara says that it does. Okay, so we're leaving off here. We're just from my side warming up. Next time we'll talk about some other materials.